on 1116 SEN.
Indeed it is, and all the footy clubs back in action after their three-week little vacation, a little bit longer than normal, and the Western Bulldogs are certainly one of those. In fact, they're on their way to the Sunshine Coast as we speak for a pre-season camp up there. It'd be nice and toasty up there, I would have thought, Whispers. And a man who'll be working on a tan, it might already be the best tan in the AFL as it stands anyway, but it is Sammy Lloyd. Good morning to you, Sammy.
Good morning, fellas. I think Gary might have a better tan with this other week off he's taking now. Is he still at the beach, is he?
Oh, mate, no.
Sam, he's in the snow. He's over there in New York. He's not working on his tan.
It's minus 16.
Minus 16 over there at the moment.
So you won't have a tan then.
Sammy, we're finding you en route to the airport, I think, as we speak. So what's the plan up there in the Sunshine Coast? A bit of suffering, I would have assumed.
Yeah, no, I'm on the way there now. We have 9 nights, so put 10 days up there. And, I don't think there'll be too much laying around the beach for us. I think it'll be fairly solid, but a good opportunity to get up there, and especially for someone like me that's come in new to the club to do a bit of more team bonding and, obviously have a couple of good hit-outs on the track and whatever else they have in store for us.
Hey, Sam, you moved obviously from Richmond across to the Western Bulldogs. I assume most football clubs are similar, but have you noticed any real differences between the two football clubs?
Probably the main difference I've noticed and probably the biggest thing that I've seen is just probably the general age of the group from Richmond to Bulldogs. So I was probably around the middle of the pack in Richmond, and now I'm well and truly more one of the senior guys in terms of age. So that's probably the main difference I've seen. But in terms of football clubs, I think every club's different in their own way, but also at the same time, they're very similar as well. So, look, both clubs have a lot of positives, and, I'm really enjoying my time at Bulldogs and love my time at Richmond, so it's great.
Sam, so do you think the Bulldogs see themselves as a development team then, because they are still so young?
Yeah, I definitely think they're a development team, but also at the same time, they're a club that could go, could really surprise people coming into this year. There's a lot of young talent there, and there's also still at least 15 or 16 guys that played in that premiership side back in 2016. So when I say it could be a bit of the unknown, there's also a lot of positive vibes around the club that we can go really well and go really well into finals this year.
Now, what's it like? You've crossed, obviously, from Damien Hardwick, who's seen from the outside to be a hard taskmaster. I'm sure he puts the arm around you or put the arm around you internally there. But how does Luke Beveridge compare to him? I mean, I don't think you would have played under a coach who skateboards and surfs and has the flowing mullet. How's Bevo struck you?
Yeah, look, from the very first time I met Bevo, I immediately liked him straight away. He's a really laid-back guy, but at the same time, he really cares. And, he's all about connection of the group and connection of the players and staff. And, I mean, Dimmer was very much the same in that regard, whereas I haven't been yelled at by Bevo quite so much yet, but I'm sure that's not too far away.
Hey, Sammy, off the text, why do they call you the Muster? What's that nickname about?
that developed in Mount Eliza when I had a year down there, and obviously I was a Denny boy, and they had the Snellick and Newt muster up there. So
of course.
Not too much imagination went into it.
We're talking to Sam Lloyd, who's moved across from the Tigers across to the Bulldogs. Sam, you're knocking on the door. You're in a great team, a great club, the Richmond Footy Club, and really successful the last couple of seasons. How frustrating or difficult was it for you to be there or thereabouts and just not able to break in at different times?
Yeah, to be honest, it was very frustrating at times last year, but we had such a good group and at the club and such good positivity around the place, it was sort of hard for me to stay down for too long. But look, I found it really tough at times when you were told you were sort of playing really good footy, but they just can't find a spot for you. But I mean, on the other side of the coin, I could have been playing really bad footy and just not getting picked for form reasons. So, we had a super side last year at Richmond, and, it was just one of those things where too hard to get in at times, or I'd replace a bloke like Cochin and or Prestia, and you know, they can't, just the fact is they can't stay out of the side, so I had to make way, which, you know, I could handle at times.
What's the health of the list like at the moment, Sammy? I've read Tommy Boyd had a bit of back soreness there. Lucas Webb, I think, cleared to return. Smith as well. Are most in full training up there at the Sunshine Coast when you get there?
Yeah, most blokes. Well, I think we've got a relatively healthy list, about 90%. I mean, obviously, Webby only just got out of his neck brace the other day, and I think he's only about six or eight weeks away from playing. Boydie, I think, is managing a few issues from last year, but I don't think he's too far away. So we've got a relatively healthy list. And, you know, they start ramping it up around now, around the Queensland camp. So, you know, it's a good spot to be in at the moment in terms of injuries.
And Riley West, we know he's a highly credentialed young junior player. How has he impressed you?
He ran through me at training the other day, so I wasn't too impressed with him. He's tough as nails. He sees ball, gets ball, and, you know, he's only 18, so the fact that he's doing that, and, you know, he's got a lot of confidence, and he's just a ball magnet at the same time, so he's going to be a really good player in the future.
Can you see him playing a lot of AFL football this season?
I can't see why not. He looks ready made. Like, he's a little stocky bloke. He's, you know, his fitness is good, and if he's impressing in whatever footy he's playing, there's no doubt he can play senior footy, I would have thought.
Hey, Sammy, Gary Lyons had an extended break in here, but your break over the off-season turned out to be extended as well. Not in ideal circumstance. I know you went to Peru and you hiked up Machu Picchu, but you had to hang around there for a good, what, 4, 5 or 6 days longer than you'd planned. Can you take us through the reasons behind that one?
Oh, that wasn't too fun. No, I ended up getting a parasite over in Cusco in Peru. I had a bit of cooked fish or raw fish or something, and yeah, the extended period in Cusco wasn't too far from the toilet, unfortunately. I was over there watching Netflix for about 5 or 6 days.
So, you're at the Witten Oval there, close to the Footscray Market. Yeah. You wouldn't be heading down there for a bit of raw fish, would you, to supplement the diet?
I mean, I've stayed away from the raw fish for the last 6 months, I think.
Your skin folds would have been okay when you came back, though, Sam.
Yeah, that was the only good thing about it, I think.
Fantastic, Samuel. Best of luck up there in the Sunshine Coast. You're looking fit, and the Western Bulldogs, will hopefully with all that young talent, are in for a quick bounce after last year. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, Scott. Thanks for having me.
On you, Sam.
Sammy Lloyd there. And if, and why wouldn't you, your Dogs member and you haven't signed up, definitely do so. 1300 46 36 47 to become a Western Bulldogs member. I'm quite buoyant about the Dogs. I don't know about you, Whispers, but I reckon they might be in for a bit of a bounce.
Yeah, I think
the Bond can stay fit.
I reckon they're one of those clubs that it's really hard to get a handle on, because at different times, at different stages of last season, through periods of games, they look really good, and then they weren't able to sort of maintain that level. I'd be interested to see exactly what it is that they're, or how they're going to set themselves up this season. I think they've got a fine coach. By the way, Bailey Smith, who was their top pick, he arrived with an Achilles injury. He's just about over that injury too, so he's going to start sort of stepping his training up a bit as well. So that's a great sign for him. The real concern, though, you touched on it there with Tom Boyd, and he's still not doing full training, and really troubled by that back injury too. So I guess that's one to watch throughout this preseason, because we know at his best, he looked like he was going to be
2016. We thought that was the breakout,
something really, really special, and he just hasn't been able to recapture that for differing reasons. So we wish him all the best.